Pulling a Zayin of an Aleph, about 8 lines down. So we're on the Eser of Yerchel Mish Lakish. So now we're going in Marba Ravashi's understanding in Mish Lakish. Everybody agrees that the Nazirus is Chal, and they're arguing in regards to Malkus for Tumah. So there's Malkus for Taglachas, there's Malkus for Yayin. Are there Malkus for Tumah? So Rechon says that there is, and Rish Lakish says that the same way there is no Korban Tumah, there's immediate regards to the Malkus for Tumah as well. Beiser of Rechon and Rish Lakish. Misha Nozer Buhu Beis HaKvaris Gil HaYesham Shloshim Yoim Ein Arlanda Min HaMinyan. So he's there for 30 days. There's no doesn't count to his Naziris. Beinu maybe Korban Tumah. It says what is nismayit is the count and the korban. It doesn't say that malchus is nismayit. So we see that korban is the only issue, but the malchus for the tumah there is. Okay, so the Mora says bedinahu delisni enaloika. It should have said that there's no Malkus, Rish Lakish says. Ella, Mishum, the Kabar, the Misty Sefer, Yotza Benichnes, Arlanar Min Aminyan, who may be Kerman Tumah. So Tana Resha, Eno may be Kerman Tumah, since it wants to say in the Sefer that not only is there Malkus, there's also Korban. So it focuses on the Korban to tell us that Mashek in the Sefer, that there's even a bit of a Korban Tumah. In other words, you could have thought, yeah, the Veir is there, Malkus is there. But maybe the Korban Tumah is totally in a person who set it up at Tahara, and this person set it up at Tumah. So the fact that he's Nitar, and now Nitzma, maybe he should be excluded from the Korban. No, he's still Chayav a Korban as well. Okay, so that's not a conclusive proof against Rish Lakish. Toshma, Ein Ben Tomei Shenozer, the Nozer Torah Shenitma, Ela Shetomei Shenozer Shviyah Shaloi Oyla Lo Min Aminyan. The Nozer Torah Shenitma Ein Shviyah Shaloi Oyla Lo Min Aminyan. So the Braisa is stressing the only difference is since a Nozer Tomei Shenozer never thought about Tahara, he's not Chayav Korban Tumah, so as soon as he becomes Tor, he can start counting as Naziris. Whereas a Nozer Torah, which is Nitma, because he's Chayav Korban, which he cannot bring on the day 7, so he only can start counting the next day. But it says Ein Bein, and it doesn't mention Malkus. Hola Malkus, Zebes HaShobin. So, it's Kasha Mish Lakish. Amalei, Lo, no. The taglachas zebes eshoven. What it means, the diak that the brayser should say, is that their equivalent becomes a taglachas. Now the Rosh has two pshatim over here. What that means? It means his second pshat means that there's an isser of taglachas and a chiyah malchus for taglachas, and there's a chiyah malchus for yayin, etc. Or his first shot that the Rosh learns that they're saying that the same way a Nozer Tor, which was Nitma, besides counting 7 days, besides being a Korban Tumah, he has to cut his hair. It's a Taglachas Tumah. So Nozer, a person who was a Tomei, who was Nozar, before he starts counting, he has to cut his hair. So the Din Taglachas of Tumah on a person who was a Tomei Shenozer. Now that's going to be Shalom the Gemara Mabez. What Taka the Din is. So right now, this Gemara is assuming, according to that Pshat in the Rosh, that there is Taglachas. The Gemara says, no, I don't like the answer. Alinyan Malkus, my, recurrence of Malkus. What are you saying? Zeh Loike v'zeh Aloike? if they are different, that by a case of a Torah shenitma gets Malkus for Tumah, but a Tomei Shenazer doesn't get Malkus for Tumah. They're not the same. So listen, why in the Bryce doesn't have to only make one difference. It says Ein Bein, the only difference is. No, there's another difference. It should have said it. Some more answers. Pitzakante Kamairi, Hakula Lekamairi. We're not discussing things that he's doing wrong. We're talking about what is he moving forward, what does he have to do? So we say that the only difference is where he starts his count from. In the Torah process, what now? What happens? Ben Echanan regards if he did something wrong, he was the sky Malkus. That's, we're not discussing that. Toshma, Misha Yitami ben Nozer, Asher Legalech Litzus Yayin, Vim Gilach Mishas Yayin, Benitim Lameisim Reza Sofik Azar Boyim. So this brush says explicitly that he's chayiv of Malkus for being nitna lemesim, and the Mor says tiyupta. This acts as a tiyupta on Reish Lakish. Okay, let's see the Rosh. The Rosh is going to answer. Ask why don't we? Maybe there's a way to be doichel the raya.
I'm sorry. This last piece that we're saying is a tiyupta is Kushatay Yayin Benitma.
Gilach Kushatay Yayin Benitma, right?
So if he was Gilach v'shasad yayin and was not Nitzma,
any one of them, it's O, not Ant. The Vav is a Vav.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. And another question: Ein Bein, does that appear in the Mishnah?
No, that's a Brisa.
Thank you.
Yeah. Zakt the Rosh. Amalei loy the taglach is ever zeh shoven. The diak is not that they're equivalent in regards to Malkus, they're equivalent in regards to taglachas. So Rosh is tupshat imperish the galayach, that they have a din of taglachas tumo, that after they finish the tar process, they have to cut their hair. Inami lukus al taglachas. Or it means if they would cut their hair, they would be chayv malchus uhudin alayayim. Some more says alayayim malchus pirish alatuma. Regards to malchus atuma, they're different. So why didn't it say it? Takate mari bekule lokamari. Pirish laharis lano takate mosayatzchal yemein zirusa. The point of the price, we said ein bein, is how do they start moving forward? So where does the count come from? I will admire Bekilkel. It means the Hashiyano Hadin Im Yasa Veira Shitami Lemesim or Yishta Yayin Vigalach. We're not discussing if he does something wrong, drinking wine, cutting his hair, or being with the Mason. Basis up because they're boyim tiyufta. So the Rosh, why don't we answer like we said before? So the more I answer, the card is locked. So why don't we get the same answer over here also? That's Yatza Benichnis. The Mashra Nitma Dumi the Galach Vishasayayan, the Marifil below Yatza Benichnis. Because in the first version of Reish Lakish, that nothing was chal at all. So the Malkus for Taglachas, or for Tumah being nitma, drinking wine, is only Yatzah Benichnis. So the Brisa says three things. There's Malkus for Tumah, for Taglachas, and for Yayin. All of them are case of Yatzah Benichnis. But now, Reish Lakish is moider that the Malkus for Yayin and for Taglachas is immediate. So say the Brisa meant Yirtzah Benichnis, when regards to tumas, for tumas mesim, when for yayin and for giluach, it's immediate. That doesn't make any sense. So we don't have that answer anymore. Therefore, the word felt it's a tiyuvta. Okay.
So the upshot is what we're saying is that the isur of yayin and taglachat begins immediately. He doesn't actually start his nazirut until he leaves and his and
doesn't start his count. He's a nazir. He's a nazir in a state of tumah. So he has an isur. He has isur, but he's not going to fulfill his mitzvah until he's nitar.
And then starting his nazirut inside the Beit HaKlorot, or starting the nazirut in a state of tumah, is not something that you get malkut for.
Well, that's the next step of Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says he does get malchus. The question is, let's see. Okay, boy, Rava. Now, the Girsa of the Bach is Nozar, not Nozir. Who Besa Kvoris? Our case, a person undertook to become a Nozir in the Besa Kvoris. To call Rabbi Yochanan gets malchus. So mahu, what's the halacha? What's the question? Boy shehi ala malchus eloi. So we had, if you recall, I'll give you a prize. We had in Shuas in the second parak a person who was nitma bazara. So there's an issur of kenisa betuma bazara. But let's say a person who was nitma bazara b'aynis. You're standing in the Zohar and became Tomei. Over there's not no Tumas May specifically, any Tumah. So long as he has to leave. If he doesn't leave, he gets Malchus. But there's a Loch of Moshe Sinai that he has a time, that there's a shear of how long he stays for him to chayav Malchus. What calls what he's been going to and leaving, doesn't get Malchus. If he show you there, he just stays there a certain amount of time. The clock is over there. How long that is? But let's say a minute. He becomes Tomei. He realizes he's Tomei. He's not clear to leave immediately. He doesn't leave immediately. He stays for a minute. He gets Malchus. He doesn't get Malchus. The shear is less than a minute. But so the Mor wants to know, does that same halacha apply over here? We pass on Rabbi Yochanan that he gets Malchus for being in the basic quarters. So, is that immediately, or that's only if he shoya? See, standing in the basic course, he says, "You know what? I'm ready nozer. I'm a nozer. So now he's a nozer. So he's mekuyev to leave immediately. And if he doesn't leave immediately, he's kai malchus. Or no, he's only kai malchus if he stays this minute before he leaves." Okay. So the Mor says hechidami. So he's only chayav malchus if he gets hasra. So what was the hasra? Ilema the omrele loy sinzer, that he wasn't a nazir yet, and they saw. He says, you know what? He tells the people there, I'm going to undertake being a nazir. They said, don't do that, because that's also to do that. It's not right. You should not do that. You're in a state of tumah. And he did it anyway. Lama li shahiyah. So then there'd be no need of shahiyah in that case to be chayav malchus. Now the Gemara says, nazir tor, my time aloy boy shahiyah. The kamasibay, hachinam kamasibay. The same way a person who is a nazir tor and is nitma, that itself, that act of becoming tamei, is mechayev malchus. We don't say there's a din of shehi over there. They just stay in the state of tumah for a certain amount of time. The act itself is the problem. So because the hasra made it very clearly that what he's doing, this action he's doing, is not correct. So over here, if they tell him not to be neuter the Naziris, and he doesn't listen, so that is enough. That's enough to be Mechayev Malkus. Now, take a look at the bottom line of the Tosfos on the page. Tosfos asks Russell's question. V'lav hai kalav sheba ma'isa b'mashem akab on the zirus. Tosfos says, we're saying that the act of being makab on the zirus, when he's a state of tumah, is chayav malchus. But it's lav sheba ma'isa, he didn't do anything. It's a lav shesh v'maisa by the fact that he's staying there. So, as we were discussing yesterday, being standing there is an act. We picture the idea of a maisa means you have to be doing something. Well, the fact that I'm standing is also doing something. The fact that I'm there is doing something. I'm in that state. We discussed this once. I think back in Marcus.
Back in Marcus.
That's Marcus. By the case of a person who's wearing klayim, so he gets Malkus for wearing klayim. So Tosfos over there says Bisham, you understand, he gets Malkus for putting on the klayim. So he does a maisa. But what's the Malkus for wearing klayim? Person wearing klayim, they tell him you should not be wearing klayim. So he just stands there. He didn't do anything. That's not called lav shem maisa. So Tosfos and Shua says not called lav shem maisa because he's in that state of being by putting it on the chatchila. There was a maisa mitchila. This is all considered a hemshech of the original maisa. So even though there was no asra at the beginning, and asra is only now.
What they're saying is,
but mitzad the original maisa, putting it on, that's still called it has a shem maisa. It's an ongoing state of maisa. So the Mishnah over there said that if they tell him Al Tilbash, Huloivish, he's not putting it on again and again. Each moment they tell him you shouldn't be wearing it, and he doesn't take it off. That is source of Chayav Mamalkus. So the Mishnah Melech learns of that shot and says over here also. He went into the basic words. And now he's in that state. It's a limited action. But then Buddha says no. That says that the Tosfos over here, because we'll see in the case in Amabez, he was brought in, next case he was brought in a box. And they open up the box. Now he's in a state of tumah. He's mechuyav to leave, and he gets malchus. He didn't do anything. He didn't even do ksnisa. But the state, maintaining a state of being, is also called a maisa, because it requires a positive energy upon your part.
So if he ran straight out, so he had already been there in the box. He gets out, runs out.
So then he's fine. So he hasn't. He's done whatever he can to address the issue.
Yeah.
But as long as he's not doing that, maintaining your state of being, of being there, is also called an action in halacha.
I mean, the one difference between the Shatnez case here is Shatnez. It was the time we put it on. It was b'issur, right? Here, going to the base of Pharos.
Right, that's why the Nebu says the Tosfos do not give the same answers over there by Klaya, because it's not the same. Mishmael compares it to him. He says, even though the Maisa, the Shem Maisa is maintaining a state of being of a Maisa, is called a Maisa. So whether it's Bisr or Behet doesn't make a difference, Mishmael says. And Rebbe says, no, it's not a Tzushchel. And he says, that's why Tosfos Min Mechadish over here, a bigger Kiddush, that just maintaining a state of being, period itself, that is a maisa alone, not because of maintaining a maisa. Some more says that can't be the case, because so where was the hasra? So the more says the hasra was Ella. What was the case? Kegon shenichnas b'shita teba v'migdol. He came in a box. So the box acts as an oil to block the tumah. So he's not tumah. He's not over this of tumah. He doesn't become tumah. Uba chaveroi uparam me olav maziva. And then somebody came and broke open the bottom, and now the tumah goes in. In the basic verse, it goes into the box. So now he's tameh. So he's mechuyav to leave immediately. So he left. But he wasn't shoya the sheer of time that it takes, the minute. He stayed for 5 seconds. So kigemirin shehiya bebeis hamikdash aval avroy loy, was this halacha l'mashi misinai, that there's a sheer of staying, maintaining the tumah shehiya. Is that said in the mikdash by the isra of being a tamei in the mikdash, but not over here? Maybe the lachman shesina was in all scenarios where a person finds himself in a state of tumah b'isur. He's only chaymal because if he stays there a certain amount of time, it's more should take the shayla remains the shayla. Zot rosh.
It's interesting. It does use the word teku.
That's a good point. It doesn't say tiboy. Yeah. Boy shehila malchus zokta rosh. Do we say you need sheer shehia mafresh is the shuas? The amount of time that the more than shuas explains. The mishanitim ba'oinis ba'zora. The person became tameh ba'oinis in azora. Shenachayv kares elim kain shah sheer hishtakavo. So the sheer is the sheer of hishtakavo, which the more has a machlokes. How long is the sheer hishtakavo? That's a lachol mashmi sinai, that this is the sheer tvichayv chorus. Idom relay loy sinzer lomali shia kiman de bemezid tima atzmoy. So as it were, he made himself beiser bemezid by being noiser, being noider than aziris in a state of tuma. He's putting himself into the veira. So that's chay malchus. The case over there was he was nitro boinus, and the whole chay malchus is for not leaving. He broke open the woman's hair. She gilol mitachto. Over here, now normally the word olav hamaziva would sound like on top. But opening up on top shouldn't make him tomei. So the Rosh explains it means mitachto sheiser es maziva sashida. So the maziva means the covering. Well, the bottom is also covering. I have in brackets sharei haya onus shlo yada. I'm not sure what the word shlo yada is interesting. So it means that was something which he was not involved in at all. So that's an equivalent case of onus, of the case of becoming tomei in the azor. Now, Zot Rosh, why don't we say a simple case? Well, I'm not saying the memory can go into Nicholas, the basic quarters, Shoigeg. The history of Boy Lotzes. I mean, the case would be simple. He went in being unaware, and then they told him leave. And then we have a question. Is he Chayav Malchus immediately? Or does he have to wait a certain amount of time before he's Chayav Malchus? So why don't we give that case? That's a case of shoyg, not a case of oinus. I mean, he willingly did the action of going into the basic words, not being aware. So that's not oinus, that's shoyg. That's the person doing the action unaware. Oinus means that he didn't do the action at all. So what's the equivalent case? He went in totally beheter, and then something else made it an iser. So that's a criminal. The person was in the Zohar Beheter, and then Tumah came upon him. So that's what the Morse of the case has to be. That this person broke open the box. Okay. The Rosh is asking, the point of the Shaila is a person in a state of Tumah and he has a chiyuv to leave, and we're wondering, is he Chai Malkus? So for not leaving immediately, or only if he stays for a while? So I give you a simple case. Person walked in unaware that it's a basic quarters, then realizes it's a basic quarters. You say, so he shouldn't leave immediately, or the Zichai Malkus are not leaving immediately, or only if he stays a certain amount of time. That's a simple case. The Gemara doesn't give that case. The Gemara gives a case where he went in Behetter, and then something made it a problem. So that's what. That's like the case of Mikdash, where he was in the Zohar Behet, and then something else made it a problem. Okay. Where Ravashi? So this is the shalav mentioned with Amud Aleph. The more wants to know is there dinah taklachas tumah? Nazir who bebesek kvoris. Our case, the person undertook to be a nazir, ready in the bebesek kvoris. So at the end of the tar process, does it require that he cuts his hair or not? Ki boy taglachas is Torah shenitma. It's come a tamil in his Yerusay. So he had a, as it were, a state of being of tahara on his hair. Then that became nitma. So that's when he has to remove that hair before he starts counting again. So maybe the dalach of taglachas doesn't apply in a case where he started out the tumah. So Toshma, Misha knows that Huba makes a course of Philo Yisham Shleshim Yom and Erla Lamina Minyan and Bena maybe Korban Tumah. So it says there's no Korban Tumah. So the more Korban Tumah who deloy Maisi, I'll be Giluche boy. So the Brisa says that the only exceptional point is that there's no korban. Sounds like there is taglachas.
Yeah, unless they're linked.
That's the more terrible. Matam kamer, matam eno maybe kamer. Tuma mishum deloy boy giluach gluchi. Adarav the reason why there's no korban tuma. The psukim go together. There's din of korban and the giluach together with it. So it's picking on one of the two, but the two of them go together. We say adarabba. It's obvious that's true because the korban tuma is Allah and the giluach because kitame resh nizroi. And you have to cut your hair, that's what you have to bring a korban tuma for. So if there's no korban tuma, it's because there's no giluach. Okay, toshma. Ein bein tomei shenozer, le nozer tor shenitma, le tomei shenozer, shvi shaloi erla le min aminyan. But the tor shenitma, ein shvi shaloi erla le min aminyan. My love, hol taglacha, zebe ze shobet. It says the only difference is that do you count day 7 or not? Is day 1 for the Naziris? But it sounds like they both cut their hair. Morris is low. The Malkus Zebes is Shavin. Morris says the same argument we had before on Olive. Taglachas, my. What are you saying regards to taglachas? Zemegalech, was that a megalech? So this name. So the Brisa should say, according to what you're thinking, that there's another difference. And the Boris Gamaliel said that the point of the Bryce is Takate. This is part of the Takate. How does he? What's the process that he goes through? Does he cut his hair or not? Well, if they're different, the Bryce should say it. Apparently, they're not different. So more answer. Tony Shri Shaloi, but call Mili. Shri Shaloi. That this one, day seven counts, and day seven doesn't count. It means because this one doesn't have a carbon tumor with taglachas. This one doesn't have a carbon tumor with taglachas. So they go, that's all one package. So by saying that they have a different, the count is different, indicates to me that because there's no carbon tumor, which means indicates to me that there's no taglachas. So it's included in the price. Okay. Let's see the rush. Carbon tumah who the like maisi al gluchim megaleach says that there's no carbon tumah, but if there is a haircut. The look tell you ain't a megaleach davir busa tvei. Tell me, besides the korban that which is for like the veira being nitma, there's no taglachas either, for which would logically should be that there is, if they're different. The logic would be that he should cut his hair. So tell me that he shouldn't cut your hair. That's a bigger chiddush. So tell me that that's not true. Matam cover. Klarma kima the tana ain't or maybe ktuma. Doesn't mean karma tuma. Mail you down the dinner galaf the ha baha talia. They go together. Tony Zion will call me. Called over.
You would have thought that they should have been just written. Doesn't do. Giluach. Then I know the korban automatically.
Yeah, I have the same problem. The reason why this one day seven counts is because he doesn't need to do the process of taglachas and korban tuma. The Tomish and Ozar and a Torah Shanitma does need to do the process of Taglachas and Korban, therefore he cannot count that day. So yes, only that counts him the next day. Tomish and Ozar does not need to do the process of Taglachas and Korban, therefore as soon as he's Torah, he can start counting his Naziris. A Nozer Torah Shenitma can only requires a process of Taglachas and Korban, which he cannot do on day 7. Therefore, he cannot count day 7 as part of the minyan.
Can't shave himself
can't bring the korban until the next day. So he only cuts his hair the next day, and then he brings the korban the next day. So that's why he cannot count day 6. Day 7 is day 1 of his minyan, because he has to bring korban first. So he has to wait till the next day. Okay, the next piece of Gemara is too complicated to run through it. So let's hold it here.